We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're looking at a high near 50 today with more clouds, and after that, get ready for another rain event. The latest details from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories. It's Tuesday, January 21st. DART starting a series of public meetings about a light rail line that would run from Collin County to DFW Airport. But as we hear from KRLD's Alan Skaya, not everyone's happy about that new line.
Dallas Area Rapid Transit's building the Silver Line from east of Highway 75 in Plano to DFW Airport. The line is scheduled to open in 2022. It will have 10 stops in North Dallas, Addison, Carrollton, and Coppell before arriving at Terminal B. Some homeowners and businesses along the line are upset about the plan. One man tells NBC5 DART should build a line below ground so it will not cut off access to businesses and neighborhoods.
We just want safety to be a number one priority and quality of life. Like, that's why we moved here.
DART says it could install sound walls and noise mitigating tracks, saying it'll work until it builds a consensus. Some parts could be elevated. DART will make a presentation to the Dallas City Council's Transportation Committee this afternoon and starts a series of open houses tonight at the Sound of Cypress Waters in Coppell. We've got the schedule of open houses at KRLD.com. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Denton, police say there has been an officer-involved shooting on Inman Street. Officials say there's no ongoing threat to the public, but residents are asked to be patient because of ongoing police activity in that area. Denton police not commenting on the incident. They plan to release more details later today. At this time, it's unknown what led to the shooting, who was involved, or if anyone was hurt. In Richardson, police investigating a deadly shooting at a home on France's Way near East Beltline. Police got the call about that shooting around 2 a.m. One man was taken to the hospital where he died. No word on any arrests or what led to the shooting. In Kaufman County, a Heath man facing charges of intoxication manslaughter after a two-car crash in Forney. Forney Police Chief Michael Lunt says that fiery crash left two people dead.
When officers arrived, there were two vehicles that were on fire. We have two confirmed fatalities at the scene. One other person was transported with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries.
The chief says 61-year-old Royce Freeborn ran a stop sign and ran into the other car. Freeborn was taken to the hospital and will go to jail once released. The victims identified as Margarita Botello and Yasmin Martinez. Both are from Kaufman. Closing arguments getting underway today in the trial of a Dallas man accused of killing a man after an argument over a fender bender.
Christopher McKinney is accused of murder in the shooting death of DeMondre Green. Both men wound up in the same place in Uptown a year ago. Green was trying to leave his tight parking spot. McKinney's car was in the way. There was a minor accident and an argument began. McKinney has admitted to shooting Green, but he says it was self-defense. He says he thought Green was going to shoot him. The defense is also likely to argue the state did not prove the elements of murder. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas school leaders pushing a bond package that totals nearly $4 billion. They say part of that money will be earmarked for programs aimed at helping keep students in school. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
School officials say when it comes to education, Dallas ISD does a great job preparing students for success. But there are factors outside the classroom that can affect a student's performance as well. And now the district says it wants to focus on those.
I have a young lady who was in our collegiate academy. her mother was deported. You know, she's really not thinking about school. She's really thinking about her mom.
Marion Willard is principal of James Madison High School. She tells our partners at NBC 5 officials want to add social services centers at 4 of DISD's neediest high schools. The centers would cost about $40 million, and officials say they'd be places for meals, Wi-Fi, and health care services.
You have to focus on the whole child.
Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The new arena in Fort Worth is a big hit with rodeo fans. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Dickey's Arena is a multi-purpose facility with the ability to host basketball, hockey, concerts, and other events. But make no mistake, the new building was built specifically with rodeo in mind, and rodeo fans here say the city hit it out of the park.
The stalls are nice and go straight up to the arena.
Seats are a little more comfortable, the steps are not as steep.
They kind of have the rodeo contestants in mind when they made it, and it's organized.
Now, whereas the capacity for basketball is 13,300, the rodeo configuration reduces that by 4,000 by removing more than half the lower bowl seats and replacing them with rodeo boxes. That also has the effect of increasing the size of the competition area. At Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Senate impeachment trial begins today. Get continuing coverage on News Radio 1080 and in the radio.com app. You have more chances to win $1,000 today. Listen for that all-important code word and text for your chance to win. Added sports, the Mavericks host the LA Clippers tonight at 7:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.